Calling all aspiring podcasters. This is your sign to start your own podcast because we have just the right tool for you.
Before we started podcasting, we really thought that everything would be such a hassle, especially the editing.
But we've found the best and most convenient all-around podcast tool out there.
PodMachine!
PodMachine will take care of your podcasting needs from audio production, design, marketing, and growth support.
All you have to do is sit back, relax, and keep creating great content that sounds professional.
It's time for you to start sounding like a pro with PodMachine today.
Sign up and get a free episode trial. Once you're convinced of how good it can be, you can start for as low as $49.99 for 4 episodes in a month.
But wait, there's more. If you use our code COURTROOM, that's COURTROOM, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing.
Let PodMachine do their editing magic so you can focus on the fun stuff and sound like a pro. Visit PodMachine.com and sign up!
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the Courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kukwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons, before the order, Supreme Court of
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things Tara de Chismis every week.
Happy birthday, Teo!
Uy, thank you! Wala ka bang regalo?
Meron. Presents, ano love, and friendship. Okay na ba yun?
Hindi. Taon-taon, yan na lang lagi regalo mo eh.
Grabe siya sa taon-taon. May gift kaya ako sa'yo last year.
Asa regalo
Pero teka,
mo?
Sabihin mo naman ilang taon ka na.
Wag na! Ito nagtatanong pa ng edad.
Clue na lang. Nasa kalendaryo ka pa ba?
Depende sa buwan.
Char.
Basta sa bingo pa ako, walang clue. Yaman mo na.
At dahil birthday mo nga, ang tanong ko is, Teo, paano ka naging tao?
Ayos ah. Kala ko bata-bata, paano ka ginawa?
Sige, kung masagot mo yung tanong mo.
Hindi, joke lang. Yakanan. Doon na lang ako sa tanong mo. Pero dapat ba medical perspective? Sinabi ko na lang sa episode, ako magaling sa science question na naman yung mga tanong mo eh.
Fine, personal opinion mo na lang. Kailan ba mako-consider na ganap na tao ka na with rights and personality? When you were conceived ba or when you were born or both?
Both eh, ma-acquire nga, ang weird. Pero ako personally, siguro conceived. Kahit nasa tiyan ka pa lang namang mommy mo, you have the right na to life, to health, to identity. Personal opinion ko lang ha. Tsaka kasi parang nabasa ko dati dun sa ano eh, preamble ng 1959 Declaration on the Rights of the Child, which is an international declaration mentioning that a child needs special safeguard and care including appropriate legal protection before as well as after birth. So kung may before, edi meaning conception pa lang. Meron na siyang ano, 'di ba? Civil personality or rights.
Well, preamble 'yan. So basically, introduction lang siya and cannot be a source of right.
Well, tama ka rin naman. Aside, nabanggit ko lang naman, grabe naman 'to. But of course, courtmates, while we recognize the intent of international declarations, the more important and pressing matter is, ano ba ang stand ng Supreme Court natin on this matter? When do we acquire ba our civil personality? During conception ba? Or after birth?
Let's see, because that's what we're going to find out as we tell you the landmark and still controversial case of Antonio Gelus versus Court of Appeals and Oscar Lazo.
In 1950, Nita Villanueva became pregnant by her boyfriend Oscar Lazo. Dahil gustong itago ni Nita ang pagbubuntis niya sa parents niya, and acting na din on the advice of her tita, she decided to terminate her pregnancy.
Paula Yambot was the name of her tita, right?
Mm-hmm. And bakit kilala mo? Close kayo?
Hindi, nabasa ko yung full text. And dahil nga, advice na din ni Tita Paula na magpa-abort si Nita, Pinakilala na din sa kanya nung tita niya si Dr. Antonio Guedes so that she can seek for his assistance for the said abortion.
Time passed and Nita and Oscar got married. As what's expected for a husband and wife, their love bore them another child.
And during that time, Nita was still employed in the Commission on Elections or COMELEC. And medyo inconvenient for her yung pregnancy, so she had herself aborted again by the same abortionist, si Dr. Antonio, in October 1953.
Kaso, on February 21, 1955, wala pang dalawang taon mula nung huli siyang nagpalaglag sa second child niya, nabuntis na naman itong si Nita. Again, naisipan na naman niyang ipalaglag ang bata.
Pangatlo na to, ah, kasama niya pa dito yung sister niya, si Purificacion, pati yung pamangkin niya, si Lucida. Pumunta ulit sila sa clinic ni Dr. Antonio.
San kaya tong clinic na to, no?
Sa kanto daw to sa Carriedo and P. Gomez sa Manila.
Nakakahalata na ako, kilala mo si Paula, tapos alam mo yung clinic, ah.
Hindi nga kasi, nagbasa nga ako ng full text, totoo. Although, 1950 case to, eh. Ewan ko kung andun pa yung clinic
basta
na yun.
Basta ka-anomalyahan, alam nito eh, no? So, okay. Ayun, pumunta nga si Nita sa clinic ni Dr. Antonio and doon sinalubong siya nito kasama ang kanyang asawa. And this time, Nita aborted a 2-month-old fetus for a sum of 50 pesos. Nasa Cagayan daw nung mga time na to si Oscar campaigning for his election to the provincial board. So, he did not know nor give consent to the abortion during this time. And ito na din naman ang huling abortion na ginawa ni Nita.
The third and last abortion, ito yung ginawang basis ni Oscar, yung husband ni Nita, in filing an action and award for damages na pinabara naman ng lower court. They ordered Dr. Antonio to pay 3,000 pesos as damages, 700 pesos attorney's fees, and the cost of the suit. Mukhang maliit no, pero remember courtmates, 1950 case to. And malaking pera na yan that time.
Tama. Sinubukang umapila ni Dr. Antonio sa Court of Appeals but a 3-2 vote sustained the award against him. Kaya naman, Dr. Antonio filed a petition for certiorari to bring the case to the Supreme Court.
Question. Can a husband of a woman who voluntarily procured her abortion recover damages from the abortionist doctor?
Well, yan ang tanong sa kasong to and sabi ng Supreme Court, hindi daw.
So, mali ang lower court?
Well, sabi ng Supreme Court, correct ka daw. Yung award daw kasi na 3,000 for damages was based on the initial paragraph of Article 2206 of the Civil Code. Kaso daw, yung said provision ng batas na ito fixing a minimum amount or minimum award of 3,000 for the death of a person does not cover the case of unborn fetus kasi nga, wala pa daw itong civil personality.
Civil personality? Paki-explain, ano tong civil personality na to?
Well, civil personality is the aptitude of being the subject of rights and obligations. Pag may civil personality ka, edi fit ka to be the subject of legal relations or you have the power to do acts with legal effect.
Like filing a case, isa to sa mga actions that can produce a legal effect, right?
Oo.
So, as per Supreme Court, the fetus never acquired personality because it was never born. It was not alive at the time it was delivered from the mother's womb. And dahil nga, the fetus did not acquire any personality, it is incapable of having rights and obligations. In short, no personality, no rights and obligations.
Sabi din ng court, hindi din daw pwede gamitin dito ang Article 40 of the Civil Code.
Ano ba sabi sa Article 40?
It stated that birth determines personality, but the conceived child shall be considered born for all purposes that are favorable to it.
Ina-argue kasi nila na, di ba, birth determines personality daw, and yung conceived child may be considered born daw under Article 40. Kaso nga, may caveat to that condition. Kasi stated din sa Article 40 na yung conceived child shall be considered born provided it be born later with the conditions specified in Article 41.
Ano nga ba yung mga conditions para masabi na conceived child o yung pinagbubuntis pa lang eh meron ng personality?
Well, dapat yung conceived child is alive at the time it is completely delivered from the mother's womb. Meaning, buhay pa yung bata when the umbilical cord was cut. So, habang nasa tiyan pa siya ng mom niya, the conceived child acquires provisional personality. Provisional lang because it depends upon the child being born alive later. And since provisional pa lang, its personality is essentially limited.
Although, if the fetus had a intrauterine life of less than 7 months, meaning yung mga premature babies, it is not deemed born if it dies within 24 hours after its complete delivery from the maternal womb. Meaning, if premature pinanganak pero hindi umabot ng 24 hours, namatay, walang personality na na-acquire pag ganon. But if it expired or yung baby expired after 24 hours from the time the umbilical cord was cut, then provisional personality is acquired.
In this case, the aborted fetus did not meet any of the two conditions because the fetus was dead when separated from Nita's womb. Given that, it never acquired personality. And without a personality nga, the fetus acquired no rights which could be transmitted to Oscar. Kaya naman, Oscar could not sue in a representative capacity. Kasi diba, sa abortion, ang pinaka-affected talaga is yung fetus na i-abort. So, hypothetically, yung fetus dapat yung mag-file ng kaso. Eh, alam naman natin, imposible yun. So, as a representative, at least yung parents yung magkakaso.
Kaso nga, di ba, walang right yung fetus kasi wala siyang personality.
Yes, kaya nga, wala siyang na-transmit na right kay Oscar kasi wala naman right na itatransmit in the first place.
Pero hindi naman ibig sabihin that parents are not entitled to collect any damages at all. Pwede pa rin naman, but such damages must be those inflicted directly upon them and not the injury or violation to the rights of the deceased. According to Article 2217 of the Civil Code, the relief of parents shall be limited to moral damages on account of distress and anguish to the loss of the child and disappointment of the parental expectation, or pwede din namang exemplary damages under 2230 of the Civil Code.
Although sa case, both moral and exemplary damage were not granted to Oscar and Nita.
Bakit? Kala ko ba pwedeng i-award sa parents to who lost their child?
Pwede nga, on account of the anguish they suffered. But in this case, the court found Oscar's indifference to the previous abortions of Nita as clear indication that he was unconcerned with the frustration of his parental hopes and affections. Meaning, based sa actuations or reactions niya, mukhang wala naman talaga siyang pake if mawalan siya ng anak.
Apparently, Oscar was aware of the second abortion and the probabilities are aware din siya doon malamang sa first abortion. Yet, despite the conscious repetition of the event, wala siyang ginawa to step up and investigate nor pinpoint the cause of this abortion.
Yun nga. Other than that, he didn't pursue na maparusahan si Dr. Antonio. After niya malaman yung about dun sa third abortion, instead of pressing administrative and criminal cases against the abortionist doctor, he opted to just pursue a civil action for damages. And sino ba yung magbe-benefit if manalo siya sa gantong case? Siyempre, pareho sila ng wife niya na si Nita.
The court observed na yung reaction daw ni Oscar is not normal for a husband who righteously feel outraged by the abortion. Kasi instead na yung primary concern niya is to see that the medical profession was purged of an unworthy member such as Dr. Antonio, mukhang mas priority niya is to obtain large sum of money and turn his wife's indiscretion to personal profit.
Pero syempre, despite that, hindi pa din lusot si Dr. Antonio. I mean, lusot siya in terms of the civil case for damages filed by Oscar. But his act of provoking abortion without medical necessity was deemed as a criminal offense. And kahit pa may consent yung woman or that of her husband, it is not an excuse for that morally reprehensible act. So in that view, hindi siya lusot. So a copy of the decision was ordered to be sent to the Department of Justice and the Board of Medical Examiners for investigation and filing of appropriate action against the abortionist doctor.
In the end, sabi ng Supreme Court, the immorality or illegality of the act does not justify an award of damages that have no factual or legal basis. Kaya naman, the decision was reversed and the complaint of Oscar was dismissed without cause.
Ang lukot naman ng birthday episode mo, Teo. Sobrang shocking pa.
Oo nga eh. Pero kasi kaya din ito yung pinili kong case. Bukod syempre sa landmark case to on how civil personality is acquired, I want our listeners to just realize how blessed they are to simply be alive. Those aborted fetus could have been someone else's wife, teacher, best friend, but they lost the chance at life. Nakakasad, oo, but those realizations also make you appreciate life more eh. When I first read this case, ang una ko talagang naisip is, napakaswerte ko pala talaga to have parents who loved and chose to bring me into this world. Kaya ngayong birthday ko, more than a celebration for me, I want this to be a toast to my parents. And syempre, to that, I hope to live a life that would only bring them joy, pride, and honor. Parang Mulan.
Yeah, cheers to all parents out there na pinanindigan ang kanilang mga anak. Shout out to my mom, I love you. And to my dad, wherever you are, baka nasa World of Forms ka na. I miss you, Dad. Anyway, for my insight, maraming thoughts ako na naisip while reading this case. Eh. Pero highlight ko na lang siguro yung issue of abortion in the Philippines in relation to the concept of a person. We know very well, in the Philippines, abortion is illegal. Although there are some people who think that it should be legalized on the ground of, quote-unquote, my body, my choice. Lalo na daw sa mga rape victims na nabuntes, they should be given a choice daw to legally abort the fetus. And syempre, there are others who oppose that idea, especially yung mga religious institutions. So we can see here not only a legal question, but also an ethical dilemma. And aside from that, one striking question which arises from the said issue regards the notion of a human being or a person. Can a fetus be considered a person? Actually, this is a loaded question eh. Before you can answer this, you have to answer first, what is a person? And you can see in the present case how crucial the definition is, especially the legal definition. Kasi however we legally define a person will affect one's recognition of personality. If one is not deemed a person, how can there be a personality and further civil rights? So in the legal scope, walang personality, walang rights and obligations.
Meron sana akong stand dito eh. Okay. Kasi yung naalala ko lang dun sa case ni Oposa versus Factoran, parang i-discuss din natin yun on later case. Pero dun parang nabigyan ng pagkakataon mag-sue yung future generation eh, unborn generations.
Mm-hmm. Intergenerational
so,
rights.
So, bakit doon, yung mga unborn, pwede silang mag-sue and yet dito, hindi na-recognize yung right of, yeah, the fetus that was aborted. Parang medyo may...
Well, i-discuss natin yan sa Oposa.
Pero kasi standing pa to eh. Standing pa tong case na to up to now eh. Mm-hmm. So, I guess it's just high time that the case is reviewed. Well, personal opinion lang po ito. Mm-hmm. Insights part na to. Part. So, don't hold this against us. Isip ko lang. And yun nga. Pero kayo, courtmates, share with us your insights on this case. And let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode.
If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or whatever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj
and Theo leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedents shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
Happy birthday, Theo!
Thanks!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.